Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Gillespie. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Prim. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Prim. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting second. The second baseman, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Medwick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Butch Niemann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chuck Workman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Stu Hofferth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nate Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Nate Andrews. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heck moves to third. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gillespie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to third. Ray Prim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prim is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gillespie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gillenwater moves to second. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-1 in the game. Culler takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Culler moves to third. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Culler scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Medwick hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Paul Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillespie hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Prim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prim is 0-for-1 in the game. Prim hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. the Braves will come to bat. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Workman hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Cavaretta goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Paul Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0-for-2 in the game. Gillespie hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hofferth hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nate Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Prim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prim is 0-for-2 in the game. Prim hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Prim moves to second. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Johnson bunts towards third. Workman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Prim moves to third. Hack moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morello. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Wiedelman moves to third. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0 for 2 in the game. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wiedelman scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-2, Cubs. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Pafko bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Andrews. Cavaretta moves to third. Pafko moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 3 in the game. Gillespie is walked intentionally. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Workman for the out. One out. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hofferth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Tobin pinch hits for Nate Andrews. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin strikes out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Culler hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Hutchings now pitching. Ray Prim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prim is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Prim takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Johnson strikes out. There goes Hack. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-4 in the game. Lowry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wiedelman hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Prim fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Medwick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko bunts towards the mound. Hutchings fields it and throws to first for the out. Cavaretta moves to third. 1 out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Cavaretta scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Paul Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gillespie is walked intentionally. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Prim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prim is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Prim hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Prim fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gillenwater hits a pop-up towards the mound. Prim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Prim fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Boston Braves, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.